Welcome to Featured Wikia, the day where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, June 10th, 2022 is Mosasaurus. Mosasaurus, lizard of the Meuse River, is the type genus, defining example, of the mosasaurs, an extinct group of aquatic squamate reptiles. It lived from about 82 to 66 million years ago during the Campanian and Maastrichtian stages of the late Cretaceous. The earliest fossils of mosasaurus known to science were found as skulls in a chalk quarry near the Dutch city of Maastricht in the late 18th century, which were initially thought to have been the bones of crocodiles or whales. One particular skull discovered around 1780, and which was seized by France during the French Revolutionary Wars for its scientific value, was famously nicknamed the Great Animal of Maastricht. In 1808, naturalist Georges Cuvier concluded it belonged to a giant marine lizard with similarities to monitor lizards but otherwise unlike any known living animal. This concept was revolutionary at the time and helped support the then developing ideas of extinction. However, Cuvier did not designate a scientific name for the new animal. This was done by William Daniel Conweber in 1822 when he named it Mosasaurus in reference to its origin in fossil deposits near the Meuse River. The exact affinities of Mosasaurus as a squamate remain controversial, and scientists continue to debate whether its closest living relatives are monitor lizards or snakes. Conservative interpretations have estimated the maximum length of the largest species, M. hoffmanni, to be up to 14 meters, 46 feet, making it one of the largest mosasaurs. The skull of Mosasaurus was equipped with robust jaws capable of swinging back and forth and strong muscles capable of powerful bites using dozens of large teeth adapted for cutting prey. Its forelimbs were shaped into robust paddles to steer the animal underwater. Its tail was long and ended in a downward bend in a paddle-like fluke. Mosasaurus was a predator possessing excellent vision to compensate for its poor sense of smell, and a high metabolic rate suggesting it was endothermic, warm-blooded, an adaptation only found in mosasaurs among squamates. There is considerable morphological variability across the currently recognized species in Mosasaurus, from the robustly built M. hoffmanni to the slender and serpentine M. lemonnieri, but an unclear diagnosis, description of distinguishing features, of the type species M. hoffmanni led to a historically problematic classification. As a result, more than 50 different species have been attributed to the genus in the past. A redescription of the type specimen in 2017 helped resolve the taxonomy issue and confirmed at least 5 species to be within the genus. Another 5 species still nominally classified within Mosasaurus are planned to be reassessed in a future study. Fossil evidence suggests Mosasaurus inhabited much of the Atlantic Ocean and the seaways adjacent to it. Continents where Mosasaurus fossils have been found include North America, South America, Europe, Africa, Western Asia, and Antarctica. This distribution encompassed a wide range of oceanic climates including tropical, subtropical, temperate, and subpolar climates. Mosasaurus was a common large predator in these oceans and was positioned at the top of the food chain. Paleontologists believe its diet would have included virtually any animal. It likely preyed on bony fish, sharks, cephalopods, birds, and other marine reptiles including sea turtles and other mosasaurs. It likely preferred to hunt in open water near the surface. From an ecological standpoint, Mosasaurus probably had a profound impact on the structuring of marine ecosystems. Its arrival in some locations such as the Western Interior Seaway in North America coincides with a complete turnover of faunal assemblages and diversity. Mosasaurus faced competition with other large predatory mosasaurs such as Prognathodon and Chilosaurus, which were known to feed on similar prey, though they were able to coexist in the same ecosystems through niche partitioning. There were still conflicts among them, as an instance of Chilosaurus attacking a Mosasaurus has been documented. Several fossils document deliberate attacks on Mosasaurus individuals by members of the same species. And fighting likely took place in the form of snout grappling, similarly seen in modern crocodiles today. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1 o'clock UTC on Friday, June 10, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Mosasaurus. This podcast is produced by Abolsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDPod on Twitter. Abolsme Productions produces a current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.